Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Welcome to our live feed update for July 15th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am doing really well. I'm so excited to be here. It's been 2 weeks. It's been too long since we talked about the live feed. So fun.
Yes. We are here to talk about everything that happened on the live feeds yesterday. And kind of a light day, I feel like. Not too much is happening. We had the veto competition and, things aren't really going to be changing today.
Yeah, it was a day. And a few things happened, and basically the exciting stuff's going to come like Tuesday, Wednesday, but we're probably still here anyways.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all what happened.
Yes. We got Tyler, Rockstar, and Rachel were picked to play in the veto alongside Scotty, Brett, and Winston. Tyler and Rachel, not particularly interested in winning this competition.
No, so they both had conversations with JC. JC's telling Tyler, throw the veto once Rockstar is out of the veto so it doesn't look too suspicious. Tyler then talks to Rachel about it, and she's like, yeah, JC told me to throw it after Rockstar's out. So everyone's, it's funny because JC goes in and he is that bull in a china shop like you talked about yesterday, but then everyone's openly talking about it, but everyone is still fine with talking to him. Very weird to me.
Yeah, it's very strange. We got Scotty and Casey talking. Scotty saying, hey, if anyone uses that veto, I'm gonna put up their best friend because it makes their deal with me null and void. Scotty's gonna have none of it.
Yeah, any relationships with Scotty are totally ruined if you use the veto this week. I just love that since 2016 we've had two Scott/Scotties, and like they've got debts to collect, and I'm just so on board with this. Like, I thought he did not have this like killer instinct, but okay Scotty can sit with me, he does.
Well, again, that's the thing, like these super fans will always have some measure of killer instinct because they're such a fan of the show, I feel like.
I'm not willing to die on that hill.
They surprise you. What super fan has not had a killer instinct?
You know, it's really early in the morning, Taryn.
Exactly.
We can do this another time.
Even Big Meech had a killer instinct. Let's see. Because as a super fan, she... Tyler and Casey had a conversation as well. Tyler talked to Casey about Sam wanting to use the power this week. And he doesn't really want her to. He wants the power to be saved for next week. Casey kind of thought maybe we should use it because, you know, odds are better that we'll win HOH if we have more numbers. And so they kind of talked about this a little bit. And honestly, I'm on Casey's side here. I feel like it is better for them if Sam uses the power, because not only do they have a better shot at winning the HOH next week, but the bros remain in the house as big targets together.
Yeah, and it's just this kind of back and forth where I think Tyler's really worried that if they use the power this week, he's going to be the one who needs it next week. And so it just kind of goes back and forth on, do we use it so that we actually have a choice, or do we wait a week and see if we maybe need it more? Honestly, I'm pretty conflicted about the whole thing. At this point, anything could happen. Maybe use the power.
If you remove Bailey's power from the equation, it's definitely the right move to have the power used this week, because it makes a lot more sense. They'll have a much better shot at winning HOH. They've got, you know, these bros as a target ahead of them anyway, especially if these people all just voted one of these bros out and then they come right back into the house. They're going to think, we have to continue to get this guy out because otherwise he's coming straight for us. Whereas people like Tyler are seen as like, well, maybe we can like just wait on Tyler for a little while. However, with Bailey's power in mind, who knows? Maybe she decides to just put up Tyler straight away. He can't use his power to combat that. And then he does need Sam's power. I still think it's better to use Sam's power this week, but Tyler doesn't seem to really be thinking that. I think he'd rather play it safe and just have the power next week. And you know, I think it's hard to say for sure either way, but I do think I agree with Casey on this one.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's just the thing with Tyler is that it seems like he is a micromanager and he needs to control everything. And so by waiting, I think he feels like he has more control, even though ultimately he really has less. Bailey's power is way better than his power. I bet when all of this comes out, he's going to be so salty that he, having the first pick, chose the cloud instead of identity theft.
Yeah, I mean, Bailey's power is essentially Tyler's power, only she gets to pick the people and doesn't, like, she not only keeps herself safe, but also mm-hmm. picks the other people that are going to be nominated. The only difference is that she can't protect herself from a back door, but, like, she also gets to remain anonymous, which Tyler obviously cannot do when he keeps himself safe. So, it's definitely considerably better, and Tyler's going to be very annoyed, I think.
I can't wait for that.
Yes. Casey also talks about wanting to target Fessy. She is not a Fessy fan. Not one of the Fessy fanatics.
What are we calling Fessy stands?
I don't know. Fessy fanatics, I guess.
Fessy fanatics. Okay, well, put it down. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about going after, you know, Fessy next week. Everyone seems to be on a consensus, have the consensus that he is a big threat. Well, everyone on that side seems to keep bringing him up. And honestly, I don't see that. Does he even know what's going on? I'm not so sure about that.
Fessy is the kind of player where if you take away the players around him, like if you took Bailey away and you took Haley and Rockstar away, Fessy would all of a sudden be loyal to Tyler. He does not know what to do unless directed by somebody else. So if you take away the people that are directing him, then he is completely moldable to whatever you want. So I don't think he's, whereas if you take Fessy away, then all three of the Haley, Bailey and Rockstar will all still be coming after you. So I think Fessy should be the lowest on their priority list.
Yeah, I think they're still just really intimidated by somebody who's physically fit, you know, Fessy fitness, all that. And it's just like, that's not what's intimidating in this game. Like, look at who have won the HOHs. Like, yes, obviously Tyler's physical, but there's crapshoots. Caitlin can win an HOH. Scotty can win an HOH. Like, they need to be thinking more about these, you know, social strategic threats.
Yes. So I agree with Casey about the first thing, not about the second thing. Tyler and Casey do reaffirm their final two alliance that we knew existed from before feeds, but we haven't really seen much talk about it on the feeds themselves. They talked about how they really enjoy the fact that, you know, they're working together and they can't wait until they get to the end. It seems as though Casey may be the person Tyler is actually loyal to, and we just haven't seen much of their relationship so far.
Yeah, they talk about never going after each other ever as their plan moving forward. So definitely a real final two. I didn't see it. Like, I feel like Casey was all over the feeds yesterday, and I'm just like, where'd you come from? Where have you been?
It's so weird because it seems like she is definitely playing, and it doesn't seem like she's like, okay, here's my coming out party. It seems like she's just playing like she always has, but we've seen none of it up until this point. So I don't know.
Like, where did she come from and where will she go? I'm so confused about this whole thing.
Yeah. If she is just as capable as Tyler is in terms of strategic planning and I want to see what she's capable of doing if she wants to get her way, because the fact that she is tied so tightly to Tyler means that Tyler is keeping her safe and means that she's probably in the best position in the house, more so than Tyler. But I just want to know how much of this is intentional and how much of this is Tyler grabbing onto somebody that he thinks he can beat in the end. Because right now, I don't know.
Well, I honestly have my doubts about Tyler making it to the end. I feel like this could definitely be a situation where it could go one of two ways. Either Casey will go out when they try to take a shot at Tyler and Tyler will get to go further.
Well, but
Tyler will get taken out and she's just going to go to the end and she's actually really good.
Right, but here's the thing, though. Nobody suspects that Casey and Tyler are aligned. Like, not even remotely. Nobody knows about... First of all, nobody knows about level 6, which is soon to be level 5. But also, even within level 6 and even outside of the thing, like, nobody sees Tyler's connection to Casey. I mean, like I said, we've barely seen it on the feeds. So, yeah. Like, everyone thinks Tyler's connected to Caitlin first. Then they think he's connected to JC. Then they think that, like, okay, maybe he, maybe, or no, sorry, not JC, Scotty. Scotty's number 2. And then he's kind of got a relationship with JC. And then, you know, who knows from there? Nobody sees Casey coming. So she's not even a threat, like, in the sense that she's tied to Tyler. I don't see anybody coming after Casey anytime soon right now until this gets blown up.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we've been talking a lot about Tyler and JC as the new, like, power duo. Maybe it's Tyler and Casey. Is Tyler the first person to ever have two of these secret duos? That could be amazing. Like, what are the chances we get to the end and it's Tyler with both of his final twos?
It's possible. I mean, you know, I'm waiting for evidence that Casey is like at least a like Cody Calafiore instead of like a Victoria, and I'm hoping that, obviously those are extreme examples, but I'm hoping that she is more of a player than just kind of somebody that Tyler sees as somebody that he can drag along.
I you know what, I have faith in her. I think we'll see that. I feel like people were really high on Casey earlier, like before we actually saw her, and so maybe that'll kind of swing back around.
Yes, I hope so too. I'm really excited about her potential. It's just I'm a little gun shy about like she's in a great spot, she's doing really well, but I've become a little gun shy about like overly praising people before they really prove that they're even like players at all, if that makes sense. I remember thinking, man, Meg Mally, she's what a great spot she's in. How great is she doing? And then it's like, oh, wait a minute, she's not actually even really a player. Okay.
It's so rude to say gun shy when Winston's on the block, to be honest with you, you know?
Sorry, Winston. Sorry. So Tyler and Caitlin have a conversation. They talk about which of the bros they should evict. And this is kind of important because the way the votes are coming down, I tried counting just to like give a sense of where people are leaning right now. Obviously, it's very early, so a lot of things are going to change. So I don't want to go too much into detail about where the votes are right now, because again, like, it's I don't think it's worth it right now, but I think the general sort of stance right now is the Fauté people, Rockstar, Haley, Bailey, and Fessy, they are all leaning toward evicting Brett, while the other side, level 6, Rachel, Angela, they kind of would prefer Brett to stay. Casey, I think, was leaning that way as well. JC would prefer Brett to leave, so he's kind of on the other side, but since he's with level 6, they could convince him otherwise. Basically, what I'm getting at is Tyler and Caitlin are kind of in the middle, because Sam also wants Brett to stay. I think their two votes will be the swing votes, potentially, and wherever they go, I think the rest will probably follow. Like, if Tyler and Caitlin decide to evict Brett, then I think the rest of level 6 will follow. If they decide to evict Winston, then it could be something like a 7-4 vote, 6-5 vote at worst, if the other side stays strong. So I feel like Tyler and Caitlin will potentially decide who goes home this week, but so they're talking about who they would want to go home. Caitlin says that Brett is more loyal. Tyler says Winston is easier to beat. And it seems like Tyler right now is kind of pushing for Winston to stay. He'd prefer Brett to leave at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny because it starts off with Caitlin being like, we can get Winston out anytime. Like, maybe this is our shot to get Brett. But then she's like, oh, but I trust Brett more. Maybe we should keep Brett. She's so back and forth. Like, honestly, watching Caitlin is absolutely exhausting. Yeah. I don't understand how they're actually in the same place as her, because it's just so much.
it's crazy, and there's gonna be more drama. Like, Tyler, I don't know what he was thinking, but it was Rachel's like birthday thing, and he kissed Rachel, and did you think that was gonna go well for you, Tyler?
Well, first of all, Rachel was like really trying to get Tyler to come upstairs for a while on the intercom, like playing with the intercom. So Tyler finally comes upstairs. He like lays a big kiss on her, throws her down to the bed. And it's like, oh, no. Oh, no, Tyler, what are you thinking? Like, you could die. Like, we're going to get to have another knife situation after this. And then to make matters worse, at the very end of the night, him and Caitlin are brushing their teeth. And Tyler goes, oh, do you know where Rachel is? And Caitlin's just like, are you effing kidding me?
Are you really asking me that right now? Because she's already like, she's already super passive aggressive anytime they interact, because she's like, well, we're not supposed to be hanging out, right? Like she's super annoyed about the fact that she needs to that he needs to protect her from her boyfriend situation. And so this idea that she like, oh, and now you're kissing Rachel. Oh, where's the caution in there? This is Tyler.
She also used the exact words yesterday. I don't want to not be with you. Well, that's what everyone wants to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tyler said the words yesterday. I need to get her out of this house. He wants Caitlin out. He was talking to JC because JC came to him and JC was like, dude, this Caitlin stuff. And Tyler was like, believe me, man, I know. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm trying to play this game. I need her out of here. And JC was like, I want her out before jury. And Tyler was like, yeah, I mean, she'd be a crazy juror. She'd believe anything anyone told her. And so Tyler's talking about getting rid of Caitlin pre-jury, which I unfortunately think is a mistake for his game, but maybe a good move for his sanity.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. He might need to get her out so that he can have a clear enough head to actually move forward and have time to maintain relationships with more people, because it takes a lot of time and effort to keep Caitlin from totally flipping back over to her original side.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And also, like, the thing about Caitlin being in jury for Tyler is that, like, all he really needs to do is, like, bat his eyes and be like, you know what we're like in the questioning, like you, we both know things outside of this house now that this game is ending that we've talked about. And she'll be like, oh, yeah.
But do you know what I think his real fear is? I think his real fear is that they will both end up in jury house together. And she'll be like, there's no cameras now. Like, I don't have to write it on your arm. Like, yeah. Let's get together. And he doesn't want that.
This is the first time in Big Brother history we've got separate jury houses because there's been a restraining order filed. So that's happening. But yeah, it seems like Tyler's pushing for Winston to stay. And Tyler just doing a lot of things yesterday that I was disagreeing with. First, the idea that he doesn't want Sam to use the power. I think Sam should use the power. Second, the idea that he might want Caitlin out pre-jury. I think that's a mistake, unfortunately, for him. And then third, the idea that maybe Winston should stay over Brett. I also disagree with this. I feel like Brett is the better option. Because first of all, everyone sees Brett as a bigger threat. People on the other side especially feel like Brett needs to go. He needs to go. Brett is also a better ally just in general. I guarantee you if Winston stays in this house, he is going to make it far in this game because nobody takes him seriously. Everybody thinks this guy's a joke, and he is not threatening. He may act threatening, but he's not threatening at all because he's so terrible. I don't think anybody's going to waste their time taking out Winston when people like Tyler are still in the house. Brett, on the other hand, people see as the mastermind. Brett is the true threat. That's why they want him out now. If Brett stays, he is a target in front of Tyler, I think. And he's also a good ally to Tyler. So I really feel like they should be trying to keep Brett. And they do have the numbers to do so if they want. But right now, Tyler seems to be leaning toward Winston.
Yeah, and it's really funny because they're sitting there saying, oh, yeah, we should get Brett out because Winston will always be a target in front of us. And they're just not seeing that is absolutely not the case because everybody sees that Winston is not a threat. And the other thing too is Brett almost won the veto, I guess. So he's more of a competition threat as well. And he is a better ally. So he can win things for them and keep them safer, like they should definitely be keeping, right? It should not be a unanimous vote.
Yes. Talking about the veto, Scotty ends up winning the veto. Brett, apparently, as you mentioned, came very close and would have won the veto if he hadn't misinterpreted one of the rules. You know, the thank God he is our, you know, cybersecurity line of protection for us patriots.
I feel like it's hilarious because we got, you know, Winston making threats and we're like, oh, that's what Winston was like in high school. I feel like this is probably what Brett was like in high school. Like he just like didn't read the instructions on the test. And so he could have gotten a really good score. Then he fails it. I feel like it's a window into the adolescence of all these people.
Yeah. Like you're playing capture the flag with Brett and like he just like rushes the other side and grabs all the balls and just like runs them back. And then he's like, oh, we won. And you're like, nah, actually, that's not how it works.
No, that's not how any of this works.
Yeah. Haley and Caitlin also had a conversation about which of Winston or Brett they want to leave. Haley mentioned to Caitlin and then also mentioned later on in the day, she wants Brett to go because she feels very hurt that Brett has been saying that she and Rockstar were the ones that flipped week one against Steve, which again was a pointless lie to begin with. And it just continues to bite these guys, and particularly Brett, who should have known better, just like over and over. It's not working out.
Hey, these are anonymous votes and anybody can vote for whoever they want, okay? But I really liked how Haley put that, where she's like, I would have agreed with you 3 days ago that we should keep Brett. But, you know, now I'm really hurt by this. Like, he's the one who's been throwing my name around. Like, now I feel like we need to get Brett out. And that was just a good way to put it because it appeals, you know, emotionally to Caitlin, which is what you have to do.
Yes. So Winston and Brett, the bros. After
the
veto,
best plan.
Yes, Scotty now has all the power, and Winston is his mind has been racing. You know, this is, you know, recall back to Dan Gheesling in solitary confinement for 24 hours, having to come up with a plan to save himself. Winston's mind has been racing equally as much, and he has come up with a brilliant plan. He's going to take Brett. And they're going to go up to the HOH room at 3 a.m. and wake Scotty up and say, hey, Scotty, we want to make a secret alliance with you. That's what we want to do. And you should keep us. And then we'll have a secret alliance and we'll use each other as pawns. And it's going to be perfect. And it's 3 a.m. So nobody knows we're up here. And it's going to work. I'm telling you, it's going to work. And that's their plan.
Honestly, Winston's mind is so powerful. I'm just getting flashbacks to Dev Bro, like waking up Derek to make their alliance in season 16. And I just can't imagine anything that would annoy me more in a Big Brother house scenario than you're asleep, having your brief moment of trying to rest, and someone wakes you up with this bullshit. Like, what are you thinking? And they talk about it a lot. Like, this is the best plan ever. We have to get him. We have to wake him up to get him in the middle of the night. And I was honestly so disappointed that they didn't actually end up waking him up to have this conversation.
Yeah. Let me tell, sometimes I like to give, you know, advice to future house guests. If you are ever a future house guest and you're playing with me in the Big Brother house and you wake me up, the first thing I'm going to say is the last person to leave this room is getting evicted because I am so pissed off that you guys just woke me up. Get the F out of here right now. And then, you know, that's what happened. So don't do that.
Well, we just learned that Taryn needs his sleep. Okay.
I get very angry when people wake me up. It's
same.
I cannot get back to sleep. So like my entire day is ruined.
Well, it was like a recurring thing in my life where my mom would wake me up like 5 minutes before my alarm and be like, Kirsten, like, are you up yet? It's time to go. And I'd be like, I could have had 5 more minutes of sleep and you woke, like, I have an alarm set, mom. And I feel like it'd be the exact same thing. I would go back to my teenage self in the Big Brother house if someone ever woke me up that wasn't, you know, Big Brother.
Yes. So that's their plan. They don't end up going at 3 a.m, but we'll talk about when they do. JC and Tyler have more conversations about, like, which one should we vote out. We talked about this conversation a little bit. JC wants Brett out, and Tyler kind of agrees. And then they talk about the Caitlin stuff. And then Rachel and Casey have a conversation. Rachel wants Brett to stay because Winston is the liability. I think Casey kind of agrees with this. Rockstar and Bailey, or sorry, we'll keep talking about, because Angela also wants Brett to stay. So, like, basically level 6 people want Brett to stay for the most part, but Tyler's kind of leaning the other way. I'm not entirely sure why. I feel like maybe Tyler feels like if he votes with the Faute people that he can continue to feel a little bit like he's playing both sides, but we'll talk about just a second. I don't think there's any way to repair the damage with the Faute people for Tyler. I think they always are going to want to target him.
I don't know, because I feel like a lot of stuff has happened in the last 3 weeks where I've been like, oh man, Tyler is done. And then somehow he ends up in an okay spot. So, like, maybe he can repair it, but I don't think riding the middle like this is necessarily a good thing for him moving forward. Like, he has the numbers, he has a strong alliance. There's people who will go before him. I think he's just doing too much. He's always just doing the most. And, like, this is a marathon. It is not a sprint.
Well, I feel this week his problem is that he didn't do enough. I feel like he should have been doing more to prevent this situation from happening in the first place.
Well, but I think he did too much previously where he felt like he had to kind of pump the brakes a little bit. And it's just happening all at the wrong time.
I don't fault Tyler as much for the previous weeks because the first week was potentially too much. But then the powers he got were super powerful because of that week. And then last week he was put in a position where, again, like, if the HOHs go a different way, then Tyler does get to sit back. But because the HOHs went the way that they did, he had to push a little further. The problem, I think, is that he's a little sloppy and he's not playing as clean as he should. And that's why people like Rockstar and Bailey are kind of thinking that he's a dangerous player, and then also winning the competitions. I don't think he needed to win those competitions. I really feel like that veto that he won, that he used on Scotty, complete mistake at this point, because it seemed like it worked at first. He certainly got Scotty to flip and vote Swaggy out, but he did not gain enough influence to influence Scotty's nominations this week. So I think ultimately that turned out to be a massive mistake, and now people are really looking at him like a big threat because he's won the most competitions of basically anyone there except Scotty, who now has won 2 competitions as well, and I don't think Scotty should have won this veto either.
Yeah, 2018 is the year of HOH also winning the veto, apparently, because this has happened so much in this season already. Well, one time this season. It happened a lot in BB Can. I don't remember Celebrity Big Brother, but I'm sure it happened there, too. It's like,
ugh. Yeah.
What? Stop. I feel like this is like Big Brother 101, but then it just gets into your head and you just feel like you have to win.
I guess so. So what I'm talking about here, Rockstar and Bailey talked about who they want to target. Bailey in particular is like, I don't like Sam. I want Sam out of here. ASAP. She's dangerous. And so they're talking about wanting to target Tyler and Sam. Rockstar, of course, is wanting to target Tyler because, again, they're looking at like, okay, Brett leaves. Next target, Tyler, because Tyler's the next most dangerous. And so they're talking about Rockstar would love to backdoor Tyler, which I'm sure would be music to Tyler's ears because he has protection against the backdoor. Bailey agrees that they should backdoor Tyler. However, Bailey has a power that would force her to put Tyler up on the block at first. It's again like Tyler winning that veto was good in the sense that now people are scared to put him up right away, and he has this power that can save him from being backdoored, but Bailey's power doesn't work as a backdoor. It has to be up front, which just completely negates Tyler's power. So it in one way helped him, but then in another way cut him away because of the power that Bailey got. But that was basically their conversation. Tyler is a target of theirs, and also Sam is a target of Bailey's. So I could see Bailey. Here's my prediction. If Brett leaves this week and somebody from Level 6 wins HOH and they plan on nominating Rockstar and Fessy or Rockstar and Bailey or whatever it is, then Bailey will use her power. And I think that there's a decent chance that Bailey decides to put up Sam and Tyler as the nominees instead of whoever was going to be nominated. And if Brett leaves this week, that means Sam has the power, which means that Bailey's power will be, flushed with this. And then Tyler and Sam will be on the block and they won't really campaign against each other because they'll know whoever leaves will have the power used. And then we'll probably have a boring week after the nomination surprise.
Yeah, I think that is definitely a possibility. It'll be, but I also could see Bailey being like, you know what? Everybody kind of like the power, the information is out there about Sam's power. I could see Bailey being like, I'm going to wait a week to pull this out.
That would be smart. That would be smart.
Like Bailey's shown like she's not stupid. She's been playing, I think, the whole situation since Swaggy went home very, very well, making more relationships. I think she's smart enough to wait a week.
I think that's probably true, but I think the only thing is that she doesn't know that Sam's power. She's been told that Sam has a power. She should know. And that's one of the things she talked about. Like, she's worried that Sam is a fan favorite. And that's one of the reasons why she wants Sam to leave. But she doesn't know that it expires. She might feel like, well, if Sam does have a power, then great. I'll use my power and it'll flush her power and I won't have to worry about her power anymore.
Well, and yeah, in theory, yes. But yesterday, Casey gave Angela the information that the power expires and that it has to be used next week. Angela wasn't aware of that part of it yet. And Bailey and Angela and Rachel have been, hanging out and building that bond. So I could see Angela telling Bailey or it coming out somehow through that and her finding out.
If Bailey was able to obtain that information, it would be huge for her and a massive mistake for Angela and Rachel.
Absolutely. But I have faith that it could definitely happen because it is Angela, not Rachel, that it would come out through. Mm-hmm. I feel like Rachel would know not to say anything. Angela may not know that much.
Yeah, and because here's the thing, like, say Rachel wins the HOH and she's planning on, they know that the power expires or the power is going to be used regardless. I could see them being like, all right, I'm going to nominate these people, but don't worry because Sam's power is going to be used. And then they would allow Bailey to not flush her power. It would be so dumb of them if they did that. It's definitely possible. Yeah. But it just would be so bad, so dumb.
Well, and of course, we've never seen people make dumb decisions in Big Brother before, right?
Yeah. So that's sort of what I'm predicting would happen next week if those things go the way that they do. Obviously, if somebody from Level or somebody from Faute wins the HOH, then Bailey wouldn't have to burn her power. But either way, the power would be used next week and make everything moot. We finally see Brett and Winston. Go. Brett initially was like, okay, Rachel, here's what I need you to do. I need you to tell everyone there's alcohol in the storage room and then everyone will go do that. And then I'll run up and talk to Scotty. She's like, okay, but what happens after that? He's like, yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's everything's fine. You're missing that right before that happened. He's telling her about the Caitlin backdoor plan and Caitlin literally walked in the room 2 seconds after.
Yeah, this yes. Cause that's the people. Cause here's the thing about Brett is that cause I don't want to fall into this trap either where everyone in the house is like, Brett's a mastermind. He's amazing. He's like, he's got Mist. He's Dan Giesling. He's Paul. This guy ridiculously good. And it's because he's sitting next to Winston, who's just a crazy person. Brett is not good at this game. He's not. He's not very good at this game at all. The fact that he's leaving week three probably tells me that he does not have a great social game and that he has a terrible strategic game. you remember just last week when he was useless talking to Caitlin. He was like, let me get Tyler. I just don't know what to say without Tyler. He still comes up with these crazy dumb ideas and he like misinterprets rules in competitions that he needs to win. Like Brett is being extremely overestimated by the rest of the house guests. And again, I think that's why the level six people should be taking advantage of that and letting this guy like stand up as your figurehead by keeping him in the game. But these people are just like terrified of Brett. They're so overestimating him.
Yeah, and I just don't get it. It must be one of those things where when you actually talk to someone, like, he must have some sort of quality about him that we just are not seeing. That I can't think of any other reason for it. There has to be something about him.
It must be the massages. He gives out a lot of massages.
Yeah, and, but you know, it makes the other girls that he's not massaging feel bad.
I guess so. Because don't forget, like, Brett was totally in on this idea to tell Scotty that they didn't vote Steve out. Like, that was a Brett thing too. Like, he's literally just, he looks so much better in contrast against Winston, but he's still really bad.
I wonder if without Winston's influence he would actually smarten up a little bit. Like, do you think that they're just like too much in the bro, you know, area where they're like, bro, and then it's like, no, bro.
I think that without Winston, Brett would be a better player, but he would be perceived to be considerably worse. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Both he would be in a much better spot.
Yeah, both in and outside of the house, people would be talking about Brett like, oh, the bro-y guy, he's kind of dumb, but he's okay socially. Whereas And he would be like a better player overall, but because he's next to Winston, he's in a worse spot. He has worse ideas, but people view him as a much better. Oh, Brett is so smart. He's so amazingly social. And it's all just because of, you know, who you put him next to.
Yeah, all of those sentences could be ended with in comparison to Winston.
Exactly. Yeah. So they go up to they go to Scotty and they talk to him about their whole play. They just like tag team Scotty, one talks and then the other talks. And they're like, Let's make this secret final three lines and it'll be great. And you can put up Caitlin because everybody hates Caitlin because she was the swing vote. And, everything will work. Nobody will suspect we're working together if you use the veto on one of us and save us both this week. Nobody would expect that we're working together. It would never happen. Nobody would ever think that we made some kind of deal to keep each other safe by using the veto on us and saving us because it just wouldn't happen. And then we can reinforce that by having, like, say, me put you up on the block as a pawn. As a pawn, of course. These guys.
I also like to, they're like, it would make no sense for you to use the veto on Winston, you know, because he threatened you. But nobody would suspect it if you used it on Brett. That makes total sense. And it's like, you're literally trying to convince him to work with you. So you're talking about when you physically threatened him and said you wanted to, like, choke him or what, grab him by the throat or whatever. It's like, maybe not a great idea. And Scotty's like, I've got some reservations.
here are some of my reservations about this. Everything.
Yeah.
he says he needs to sleep on it. And here's the thing though. You know, I do think he, for as terrible as this pitch was, I do think he was considering it. He talked to Fessy afterward and he was like, you know, what if I did make some kind of deal of safety with them? Like, do you think that would make sense? And Fessy's, of course, like, no. But Fessy's not helping the case either, because Fessy goes up there and he's like, yeah, I'm really worried about the women. I just feel like men should not be leaving. So let's not take out more men. And Scotty was like, well, we could reverse this week. And he's like, no, not yet. But in the future, well, now, once there will only be 5 men left. And then at that point, let's not take any more men out of the house.
Yeah, let's make the gender imbalance worse. And then we can turn it all around and it's going to be totally fine.
Yes.
I also really liked, back to the Scotty with Winston and Brett conversation. I like how Scotty's like, well, you know, Paul worked with, you know, duos or with 3 people. And so I'm really worried people will suspect. Paul. It's like, guys, nobody thinks you're Paul. Like,
yeah. So that was such a, like, the fact that Scotty was like, oh, yeah. Like, Paul did this, so we can't do this. Like, that was just such a silly argument. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. I also liked how he's like, you know, I've won 2 comps. I'm not really comfortable being used as a pawn. And Winston's like, oh, we don't have to do that. Not everyone's comfortable with it. It's okay. Like, we still work together.
Yes. I'm seeing, we were talking about Fessy. I'm seeing people in the chat talk about Fessy being sexy, reminds me, because one of my favorite things that we talked about yesterday was JC talking about how Fessy is not masculine. Then yesterday, I think Fessy was asking, like, could I be like a model or something? And JC was like, no. And Fessy was like, why are you so mean to me, JC?
Fessy's just going to go cry now. Thanks, JC.
JC's so mean to JC. Apparently, like, any chance JC gets to, like, tell Fessy he's not that hot, he takes.
And, like, but why is JC's opinion the one that Fessy is trusting the most? Like, why is JC the arbiter of what is sexy or what is masculine? Like,
I feel like, JC will come out and say it. Obviously, Haley finds Fessy attractive, but you're not going to find Haley telling Fessy that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Poor Fessy. He doesn't even understand what's going on around him. He's like, I would say he's like a golden retriever, but golden retrievers are really smart. It's like, what's a really stupid dog? I don't know. He's like a Pekingese.
Brent says, because Fessy is used to the gays throwing themselves at him.
And that adds up.
Yeah. That's the words of Brent in the chat. All right. Anything else? Unless you want to continue to debate the merits of Fessy's attractiveness. Anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap up?
I don't think there's a lot of utility in that. So I think we could probably wrap it up.
Okay. thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. Of course, I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the feeds today. We will be hanging out later today with Social Strategy Sundays on Twitch. Make sure you go to Twitch. Taryn Armstrong is the channel. Kirsten, are you going to be joining us today?
What time is it at again?
Around 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I'll probably come by.
Kirsten will be there. You heard it here.
I know you obviously all want more of me, so.
All right. Make sure you check it. It's a lot of fun. We did. Sam talked to the bros. I don't know how, important it was, but it was a funny conversation where especially when she was talking to, I think it was Brett, and she was Brett was like, oh no, like I like, or no, was it Winston? I don't remember. They blend together. She was like quizzing him about Scotty and who are Scotty's siblings? Do you really like Scotty, or are you just pretending?
And Brett knows none of those answers. She's like, but we have common interests. Like, I love Scotty.
Yeah.
We have common interests.
All right. That was a fun conversation. The bros are both trying to work on Sam so that she'll use the power on them. And Sam's really just like playing around with them. We'll have more updates on that when it actually, amounts to something.
But it was really funny when Winston was like, so I heard you have a power. And she's like, not using it. Yeah. Like, shut it down.
Brent's saying that he is going to show up to Social Strategy Sundays today as well. So
I feel like, is Charles coming? Is it going to be a really yelly day?
I don't know.
I don't know if I have it in me.
All right. Well, make sure you check me out on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong, later today, Social Strategy Sundays. And then, of course, we'll be live after the episode tonight to recap the nomination and Power App episode. We'll finally get to know the exact details of how Bailey's power works, because it really does not make any sense the way that she's explained it. So that will happen. And then tomorrow, Eric Stein, live feed update. Tuesday, we've got the roundtable. Lots of fun stuff happening with all of that. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Kirsten is at Kirsten Said What?
Oh, my God, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
All right. And we will see you next time.
Bye.